from KQED.
Made cooler.
Who are you?
Hey girl, it's a bunch of questions. One, I would like to know each host's Real Housewives tagline.
More, okay.
Secondly, do you like the idea of a Friends reunion? And if you had to replace one character with someone else for the reboot, who would it be?
Really underrated.
Last question is, do you think Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga should get together now? And if so, what would be their celebrity couple name? Thank you. The cooler.
Cooper and Lady Gaga.
By being with Lady Gaga.
Sharon.
Hey, cooler friends. It's Sharon from Portland. I work for a nonprofit that works at the schools, and one of the schools, and actually now having our summer camp, and there's a teacher at the school who I think is really cute. And I've been noticing her for months and months. And something about her on me this week when I saw her. And my question is, should I suss this out or should I kind of leave messy because I'm here all the time and she works? So should I pursue this at all considering our well forward to the show next week? And I'm still practicing the legal things about moving, but it's going to be fine. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
I love
you. Oh, I don't know.
415 number.
You have reached the...
What is your favorite song on Beyonce? I'm Mia.
What?
One. Good.
Hang on.
Hi, cooler folks. My name's Crystal from Vallejo, California. Me and my girlfriend are huge, huge, huge fans. We listen to the show every Thursday night on our way to go grocery shopping together for our families. My question is this. When we go out places like, you know, Michael's or Marshall's or whatever, if there's usually, it's usually a cisgender male who is talking to us, like sometimes they'll refer to us as ladies or ma'am, and people with the, I don't know, like the, I guess the genderization of it, like, they're not like ladies, like it really... It just creeps me out. I just don't like it at all. I find it to be very painful, kind of coded sexist, but like it's just weird. So my question is, like, how do I handle this? I want to keep my grace, and I hate being in conflict every time something like this happens. But frankly, I feel like nothing is going to change if nothing changes. Trying to get your viewpoint on it. Okay, so that's it. Thank you so much. Really excited about this.
Bye. You out? You don't want to be
refilmed. Of being about bread, call me by, like, Colleen.
Hi, guys. This is Colleen. I now live in Santa Barbara. I just want to say how much I love you guys. I'm 7 years old, and you guys help me keep up with what is really going on. Thanks for our love and luck in the new school year. Bye.
One that didn't let Leonardo run.
Hi, I'm Rose. I'm 14 years old, Connecticut, and I don't have much to say except I really love Cooler and I look forward to every day to hear all of you. So
that.
Hi, Emmanuel, Demidra, and Carly. My name is Walfrey. I live in Oakland. Of the podcast, I've been listening to you guys for years and it always makes my day. The Emmanuel in San Francisco City. I wish I had a chance to run into you at San Francisco bars. But my question for you guys is, I'm just curious to know your creative process and how do you guys fix and ideas to put up on the show. I love all the episodes, and there's so many things to talk about pop culture, and so I'm just curious your process looks like. And hope to maybe meet you guys in person one day. Have a great rest of your week. Bye-bye, and happy summer.
Topic that is what I'm thinking about.
While talking into a mic, but...
Hi, the cooler. I'm really going to miss you guys when you're on hiatus. I just want to know your thoughts back. What does it mean without LC? Not sure. Love to hear your thoughts. Love you guys. Have a great summer. Bye.
Hello, hello, hello. I am Ellie Dominguez. I am a new cooler fan. I've been listening to Dirt while working. I'm a dog walker in San Diego, California. And you guys have been keeping me company and tell the best things. And so I was wondering what your guys' take on this new term that I learned about this week in class, offensophobia, which is the fear of offending someone. So I was wondering what your thoughts were on PC culture, I guess, so to say, quote unquote. This is what his words, not mine, the PC in high educational settings when talking about hate speech and stuff like using the N-word, using like any kind of slurs, that we have to say the words in order to educate them in class. And so if people were offense on a professor using, like, saying these words in class, them, that it is not, it is very, because we are taking these words to dismantle them. So, yeah, wondering what your guys' thoughts were, and love you guys, and I will be listening to you on my walks. Thanks, bye.
It's a point of view taken out of the idea that we're all getting to
the N-word. Doing that for green, get away with it. Be wary.
Hi, Cooler. This is from Orange, Southern California. Longtime listener, been listening since episode one. I am a grad student, CAFE in creative writing. I have a really hard time sitting down and just getting to work on my writing, because I get, every time I sit down to get my work done, just think it's going to be terrible. This is never going to be good. I can't do this, you know. But it's really hard to believe that when you're sitting down to do something creative. So I was wondering if any of you have a situation and how you got through it. And I'm very excited to see where it goes. Congrats, Emmanuel, on your move. Bye.
Mumbling over it
in their head. Or going, get high with me.
Bull.
Good one. Go. And, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, day. Age. Mm-hmm. Prince.
Frankly. And then born what I never had. Like,
so where we didn't bother with that. From who
I am Bambi
and Ari Lennox
included.
We really are.